This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Abortion rights supporters won big in Ohio on Election Day, and we'll begin there with the AP's Ben Thomas.
Ohio voters have approved a constitutional amendment that guarantees the right to abortion and other forms of reproductive health care. The latest blow for abortion opponents following a string of defeats in statewide votes since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year. And it highlighted the divide between Ohio voters and the Republicans who control every lever of statewide political power. Still, Republicans remain defiant. Ohio House Speaker Jason Stevens saying the amendment's approval is not the end of the conversation. I'm Ben Thomas.
Kentucky voters re-elected Democratic Governor Andy Beshear after he ran an ad painting his challenger as an extremist on abortion. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves won a second term, and Virginia's State House will now be fully in the control of Democrats. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, a Democrat, says her words are being distorted. The House has voted to censure her for her rhetoric about the war between Israel and Hamas. The AP's Norman Hall.
Tlaib posted a video in which protesters chanted "From the river to the sea," which some say calls for the destruction of Israel. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says he told a Michigan lawmaker the phrase is abhorrent.
But I would never think of punishing her or disciplining her because we disagree about that.
Tlaib said her criticism of the Jewish state has always been directed toward its government and its leadership under Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Norman Hall, Washington.
Top diplomats from the G7 nations, the world's leading democracies, are calling for humanitarian pauses to speed aid to desperate civilians in the Gaza Strip. In New York, Ivanka Trump testifies today in the civil fraud trial investigating the Trump family business. This is AP News. Now to the IRS and a debate over its budget.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is pushing back on Republican proposals to cut the IRS budget. Secretary Yellen calls Republicans' proposed IRS funding cuts damaging.
Playing politics with IRS funding is unacceptable.
The House passed an aid bill last week that would cut $14 billion from the nation's tax collector in exchange for providing assistance to Israel. House Republicans say the IRS cuts would save taxpayer money. Yellen countered that argument.
Thanks to strengthened enforcement, the IRS collected $160 million in just a few months from millionaires who had not paid their outstanding debt.
President Joe Biden has said he would veto the bill if it reaches his desk. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.